Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have real talk, real conversation about how to help you. And today is Mosaic Monday. This segment is all about various financial topics from A to Z with on-time solutions, giving you real talk, no holds bar advice on and lessons on how you can end your financial nightmare, where the audience asks the questions and we search for the answers. It is all about you on Mosaic Monday. So we want to encourage you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Before we do anything, we must give our disclaimer. The views and opinions on this show is not necessarily the views and opinions of the host, our sponsors, Paragon Productions, and we encourage all of our listeners to seek out professional licensed help in the regards to finance, law, or any topics thereof that may be discussed and you may need some help on. We do advise you once again to seek professional licensed advice. So without further ado, we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about some topics that you all have indeed emailed us about. And it's been a little bit of time since we last talked to you. We did miss you in our vacation. We are now in our third season of the show. So we want to thank all of you all who have been following us over the years. And for those who are new to us, we would like to welcome you. You are listening to Secure Your Life. And tonight, and for the duration of our show, we're going to be talking about how best to help you. So we're going to give you our email address. If you have some ideas or show topics, you can actually email us at show, S-H-O-W, at secureyourlife.net. That is show, S-H-O-W-S, at S-E-C-U-R-E. Your, Y-O-U-R, and life is always spelled L-Y-F-E.N-E-T on this show. So we always say secure your life with a Y instead of an I, .net. So you have any questions, comments, or some ideas that you would like for us to talk about on the show, we would be glad, more than happy, to take your suggestions on our show topic. But today we're going to be talking about medical bills. A lot of people have been getting medical bills. You have what your insurance is going to pay, and then you have what you would call your copay. But we want to tell you today that do not necessarily be in a rush to pay those medical bills off right away, because believe it or not, there could be some errors that could actually cost you dearly if you don't pay close attention. So whenever you get a bill from your medical provider, do not break your neck in trying to break out that checkbook. What you need to do is look closely at your statement that you get from your medical care provider and make sure that all of those charges actually add up. Because what happens is you, as the if you have a copay to pay, you've been in the hospital, you get your hospital bill, they put portion of it goes to your insurance, and the other part you have to pay, and sometimes they double bill. You'll see on there some things that your insurance company might have already paid, and then they're trying to actually make you pay those things. So you really need to pay very, very close attention to those statements and make sure that all of your medical bills that are submitted to your insurance company actually show the same exact thing of what they have paid and what you've paid. So you really need to make sure that the insurance company pays their portion first, because what happens is they're not going to give you a refund. So you need to make sure that you are not paying what the insurance company have already paid. You also need to make sure that they are not double billing you, where you're actually paying for something twice. So, you know, comb through your medical bills and make sure that everything is lining up to make sure that there are no errors, because that is a big thing. They're finding that a lot of times there have been a lot of money that you could have actually kept in your pocket. Believe it or not, with your medical bills, about 3% of healthcare expenditures are fraudulent. So you need to make sure that, and you know, it may take you a little bit of time to make sure that you are not overpaying. And you don't want to have to overpay, especially with the hospital bills. Now, with your doctor bills, when you actually go to the clinic, 9 times out of 10, those things are also itemized, but you have a less chance of getting double billed by your clinic than you do if you go to the hospital. And you might find out that your insurance portion of the bill, it takes them a little bit longer to pay. So you can take your time in paying those bills. And usually on this show, we always encourage you to get your bills paid and take care of that, because we do not want to incur debt. But in some cases, it is definitely make sure, especially with your medical bills, and hospital bills especially, that you do not rush to pay them, because when you do so, your insurance company may have already paid a portion, and of course the doctors and the hospitals, and then if you have any other special doctors that are not listed, you may, like if you had surgery, you got the anesthesiologist, you have the labs and the x-rays, those things are billed separately. So you do need to make sure that you get an itemized bill for your hospital. And if you actually had to stay in the hospital, find out exactly what medicines that they charged you for, because you have pharmaceutical fees as well. So you need to make sure that we are not being overbilled and that you're not overpaying. So you do take your time to look at that. So that's one of the things that we got an email about. And we have a tweet that talked about, what do you do in the case where you're dealing with a spouse that was in the hospital over a large period of time, and you have medical bills that are left after they have passed on? Well, one, you need to first make sure, let the insurance company work out their part first. That's very important. And you make sure that you take care of your portion last. And they can wait it out. Medical bills are one of the things that will wait. You know, they're not like credit card bills where they'll come after you right away. So you need to make sure, one, that you take your time, even if it's definitely not your bill, and if it's a relative, if you are a surviving spouse, so you do need to make sure that you get all of that stuff taken care of through the insurance company. A lot of times if you have life insurance, you can also get, and health insurance as well, a lot of that stuff can be taken care of through those means before you start shelling out money yourself. So we definitely want to make sure that those things are taken care of. Okay, we also have some other things that we needed to take care of on Mosaic Monday. They wanted to actually talk about, what do you do if you're trying to get on a plan for your credit card debt? How do you deal with the hardships of credit card debt? Well, here's the thing. One, before we do anything with our credit cards, we always encourage you to get a copy of your credit report and make sure that everything on the credit report is accurate. You know, an accurate account of what's going on with your credit report is very important, because you do not want to pay for something that, one, may be out of date. If anything on your credit report is past 7 years, you can actually dispute those charges and get those removed. Anything between, like I said, 10 to 7 years that is old and it does need to be removed off your credit report. Anything that is current and legitimately yours, we do need to talk about. How do we get under a plan so that we can fix those things? You do need to do that. You can get a copy of your credit report for free if you actually write to all three credit bureaus. You can write to Equifax, Expedient, and TransUnion. You can actually go online to TransUnion.com, Expedient.com, and Equifax.com, and you can actually get information directly from the website on how to obtain your credit report, which is one of the things that we definitely encourage you to do. We'll go into further details about that, and actually, to be honest with you, what is happening is we have a special announcement. Secure Your Life is actually giving a CreditWise Empowerment credit class, and we have a free information session that will be happening online if you go to our Facebook page, you can find it. You can also find it if you go to www.anymeetings.com/secureyourlife, and that would be S-E-C-U-R-Y-O-U-R. Life is L-Y-F-E, and put an S on that. So you go to anymeetings.com/secureyourlife, ended with an S, and you can find the registration page right there for the free CreditWise Empowerment Program info session. It's going on April the 4th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and also April the 7th, which is a Saturday, and you can actually at 10 a.m. that Saturday morning, we will be repeating the same information, and you do not want to miss that, because this is going to give you valuable information on how to clean up your credit, fix your credit, and also with tips on how you can get paid. That's right, you heard me right. You can get paid for cleaning up your own credit, and we're going to reveal information that your creditors do not want you to know about. So we definitely encourage you to join us April 7th and April 4th. April 4th is on a Wednesday. That would be at 7 p.m., and it is a webinar. You can also call us if you want more information, and you can call us at 773-377-5503. Again, that is area code 773-377-5503, and we will give you more information about that, or you can actually go to our email us at info@secureyourlife.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, at secure, S-E-C-U-R-E, the word your, Y-O-U-R, and life, L-Y-F-E dot N-E-T, and put in the subject section of your email, the credit repair class info, and we'll give you the information. And again, this event is free, so we do encourage you to join us on April 4th and April 7th. And without further ado, we're going to continue our show. And I want to give you some really quick free tips and savings. Did you know there are some free apps that you can get that will save you money? You heard me right. That is right. If you have a smartphone, if you own a smartphone, which dozens of us do, there are a lot of apps that you can get that are free that will help you save money. And one of them is from AAA. You can go to AAA and go Trip Track Mobile, and you can download that app, and it will actually let you know where the cheap gas stations are that's giving cheap gas prices, and we all need a little help on that. We can also locate hotels and restaurants. So this is a free app that you can receive from AAA. You can also go to Mint.com, personal finance. They have an app for your smartphone, and it will actually help you track and monitor and budget, and which we definitely love that on this show. It helps you talk how to track your bank account and your personal finances so that you can get some control over your personal finances, which we definitely like to do on this show. There's another app called CardStar, and if you have a problem keeping up with your loyalty rewards in your supermarket and pharmacy apps like CVS Pharmacy and all those other things, you can just put this Star app right on your mobile phone, and it will track everything, and you can use that instead of having to search for all of those reward cards. And it's also available on iPhone, Android phones, as well as the BlackBerry. So we want you to take advantage of that as well. And there is Red Laser, which is another application that you can use that is free. It is a companion to your shopping, making shopping a whole lot easier. So you can use that as an app for your phone, and when you get to the register, and it finds all kind of coupons and things like that, which is very, very great. Then there's a mobile coupon app, and it's also available on iPhone, Android, as well as BlackBerry. So we encourage you to go there. Again, I will give those to you one more time. AAA has a TripTrack mobile app that you can go right on your iPhone, and you can get a app for your iPhone on AAA. You want Mint.com for your personal finance. And, again, that is available for iPhones and Android. Red Laser is available for iPhone. The mobile coupon app is available on iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. And CardStar is available on iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. So we encourage you to take these tools to help you manage your debt, deal with your debt, give you great deals, how to find great cheap gas prices at the gas station, and hard to find earn cash rewards with the CardStar. So we definitely encourage you to do all of those fine things. And do not forget that on this show we want your opinion, your ideas. So do not fret. You can always tweet us. We are on Twitter at Twitter. You can tweet us at Secure Your Life on Twitter. And you can also send us Facebook messages on Secure Your Life for Facebook. We also encourage you to email us. You can email us at shows, S-H-O-W-S, at secureyourlife.net. And if you would like to email us your idea, if you have a question or comment that you would like to share with us on the show, we encourage you to do that as well. We definitely want you to join us on April the 4th for our CreditWise Empowerment Program free info session. Make sure that you definitely do that. You do not want to miss this fabulous, fabulous event where we're giving great advice on how you can clear up your credit as well as get paid to do so. You don't want to miss that. Tune in to us tomorrow when we'll have another great episode for this show. And we cannot wait to talk with you. And tomorrow will be Tough Talk Tuesday, where you have an actual chance to rant and rave and get your thoughts out about what's going on. So What's the Matter You would be on Tough Talk Tuesday. Today was Mosaic Monday, where we talked about a different variety of financial tips and giving you some great advice on how to go through your medical bills. And remember, always on this show, it is all about you on Mosaic Monday, when we talk about no holds barred talk on different financial issues. And until tomorrow, when we talk about Tough Talk Tuesday, do not forget to tune in to us weekdays at 10 o'clock. You'll hear from us weekdays at 10 o'clock from now on, Monday through Friday. And our event will be for our free CreditWise Empowerment Program info session. Will be April the 4th at 7 p.m. and April 7th at 10 a.m. For more information, give us a call at 773-377-5503. Again, that is 773-377-5503. And until then, we would like for you to have a great day. And always remember to end your financial nightmare, get your personal effects in order. Taking control of your financial future and securing your life means freedom for you when money matters. And until tomorrow, goodbye and have a great day.